Hey everyone, it's Shay Dooley, host of the Wedding Experience Podcast, owner of Harper's Vineyard. And I would tell you today is actually what I would consider our first day back in 2018. And that is because our first wedding for 2018 actually starts tomorrow. So what better way to kick off the Wedding Experience Podcast, starting with this topic. And today's topic is going to be about how to compare a cost with wedding vendors, and wedding venues are included in that topic. So the reason why I want to touch base on this one is I'm getting a ton of questions lately, and the main reason why is because after everyone has been engaged, whether that was in Valentine's Day or Christmas, which are both two very, very popular times of the year to get engaged, now the weather is starting to get great, especially here in the Midwest, and so people are out and about and they are looking for wedding venues, and as soon as those wedding venues are booked, now they're looking to compare who they're going to have for their vendors. Now, most venues are going to have preferred vendors, and so what a preferred vendor is someone that the venue would highly recommend couples go and book. Now, the only big thing that I would say about preferred vendors, I'm not a huge fan of just strictly doing preferred vendors. I would still recommend that couples do their own research, and most do, so that goes without saying. But there are venues that say, like, you have to use this specific vendor, and some of those times you want to really watch out for that, because what that could be is a vendor getting a cut, or paying a cut, I should say, to the venue for what I would call a referral fee. Now, the majority of time, couples are usually just asking the venue for referrals. And again, this is all assuming that the couple has already booked their venue, which that's usually the order of operations. As soon as you get engaged, you book your venue and then you find your vendors. So for the vast majority of couples, if you've listened to some of my other podcasts around getting referrals and asking for recommendations, you're leading down that path. And of course, at our own venue, we always give good recommendations to vendors that we've had experiences with. We personally do not have what we call preferred vendors because we do not take cuts or receive payment from any other vendors, because we want to stay fluid and liquid. And so if someone becomes a better vendor, better experience, that's the one that we're going to change to. And we don't want to have any contractual agreements or anything like that. All right. So how would you compare your wedding vendors? And so this is going to be broken down into three specific categories. The first one is quality, and that's the quality of service, the product, whatever that looks like, depending on the vendor. The second one is going to be about reliability, and I'm going to tell you this is in no particular order, because most people might even say reliability is more important than quality. So that's the reliability of execution or delivery of those products and services. And then finally, communication. And so I'm going to break down those three things, and we're going to start with quality. So you're looking at comparing what the vendors are going to be able to do for your wedding. And of course, budget. We're gonna bypass budget on this podcast episode. So this goes without saying, and I've talked about this on many, many episodes, is after you have established what your budget is, the most important thing is you are connecting as a couple and agreeing on what those the budgetary items are, as well as where you want to spend your money, all right? Because like I've said, some people think that the DJ is the most important vendor, so go for that. Others think that photography is a lifelong investment, so they want to really spend their money on that. So once you've established your budget, these are now the three things that you need to consider, okay? Especially when you're comparing. So in the wedding industry, it's not as easy as just going online and seeing what pictures look like and then reading a couple reviews, and then all of a sudden, you use a simple price matrix and all of a sudden you found your vendor. especially because the average engagement and the average time for planning a wedding is going to be over a year. I would highly recommend that you not only ask for referrals, look at reviews, but then also pictures and ask examples of what your specific service or product that you're looking at with the vendor, ask them for some samples or examples for you to actually see, feel, or hear. So quality, you know, this is going to depend on which vendor you're actually looking at. Let's pick on photography, for instance. Photography is one of the easier ones when it comes to quality because you can easily see what those pictures look online. And then I would just encourage that you look, you know, if the photographer's been around for a while, take a look at a multitude of albums, make sure that it's realistic, make sure that the actual pictures that you're seeing, you know, that they're consistently good across different platforms and that it wasn't just this insane venue, but they're actually able to capture a couple and the family and it looks good with not just scenery, but what it looks like with people in it. That would be an example of quality. Another example of quality, of course, another easy one is gonna be food. And so food, that's another example where you might be able to go to like a tasting, or maybe this is a great one, is if you've been to a wedding or a specific event that you loved the food, hey, that's a really great way to make a solid recommendation that you don't have to worry about, and you know that the food could potentially be really good. Of course, there's other factors that go into that, and I cover a lot of those on the podcast on previous episodes, but I would recommend that you do some type of testing when it comes to quality. Okay, so reliability. Now, this one is so important. I can't even stress this one enough, all right? Reliability is those nightmare situations where someone, you know, a vendor backs out, or they are double booked for an event, or they lose your SD card and you don't receive any of your pictures. And for those of you that your blood pressure just went up, you got goosebumps and you started cringing, all of those things have happened multiple times a year. And so these are not just freak accidents. These happen, you know, literally after we do roughly 60 to 70 weddings every single year. And each one of those things happen multiple times a year. So put that into perspective, okay? So reliability, you can't always be 100%, but things like when you look at a photographer, you know, really check their track record, really read the reviews, because reliability, you don't want to be spending a lot of money and then all of a sudden you never get your pictures. So do they have multiple photographers? Has this photographer been around for a while? Are they really solid with like a calendar on communication with contracts? Was there an established process to do business with these vendors? These are all really important, all right? So that's the delivery of the product. The second one is double booking, which is every venue and every vendor's absolute nightmare, is to double book a couple. And I will tell you that we have a triple quality check control at our own venue. So we not only have an electronic version that prevents any type of double booking, we also always make sure that we have a double set of eyes on when we sign the contract, and then we do a final every month. We do another review, as well as, I guess we have four steps, and then we have a manual calendar that we keep updated as well. So this is because double bookings actually happen all the time. We just had a massive, beautiful bridal expo, and I'll have to talk about that on a different episode, but well over 1,000 people there, and believe it or not, I had 4 vendors out of 60 back out the same last week that the expo was, because they forgot that they were already booked for an event. Now, that's a major concern, and frankly, I would be I would not recommend those vendors to our couples, because that's a perfect example of a miss on reliability. And if you don't catch that till the week prior to a wedding, that can be an absolute catastrophe. So again, reliability is important. So things that you can do, make sure, again, you're reading reviews, you're asking for referrals, try to experience what it is. If you've been to an event and you've actually seen that experience, that's always the best, but I can't stress enough, referrals, referrals, referrals. It's always a great way, whatever type of industry and business you're doing. All right, so communication. Now, in many different sectors, industries, and different types of services and different companies that you're doing business with, communication is not as important as it is in the wedding industry. So in the wedding industry specifically, communication is so important. So when you're booking a vendor, or let's not even talk about booking yet. When you are inquiring about the vendor's service, as I've been in this business for a while now, how quick they are to respond, give them a day, give them 2 days sometimes to actually reply to your inquiries. Because I'll tell you, as we've become busier and busier and juggling many different clients, sometimes responding to an email, it might take 24 hours. Usually it's much less. Usually it's between 4 and 6 is our goal. But what I would say is if it takes any more than, let's say, 24, 48 hours, even on the weekend, because in the wedding industry, there's no such thing as pure weekends, right? That's when we're working. If it takes more than 24 to 48 hours to get back to your replies, this is what I call the honeymoon stage. And so you might as well just triple that lack of communication, and you're gonna really start to be estimating how long it takes to get back on other elements as you progress. Now you're thinking, well, how many times do I need to communicate with my photographer? Or, oh my gosh, like, do I actually need to be in communication with the venue? And based on our statistics, we're gonna be in connection between 6 and 10 different times a year. And sometimes it's way more. Every once in a while, it's way less. But you would be surprised how many questions that you're gonna have on little details that you're not thinking of. That is exactly why, as a venue, I cannot stress enough why we believe that every one of our packages include an event coordinator, because that event coordinator is as great for us as it is for our client, because you're going to have non-stop questions. And even if you're not asking the questions, I encourage you to do so, because it's better for you to ask the questions and get answers than to just hope for the best on the day of your wedding. So again, when you are looking to get different vendors, take your time, make sure that communication is key, make sure that whenever you are responding back and forth with your vendors that the communication remains professional and there's not slang and curse words. Yes, I'm speaking from things that I've witnessed. These are all just examples of how you can ensure that there's a level of professionalism. And the one thing that I would stress is, typically we're booking people 2 years in advance sometimes. So just remember that, right? You might have an established relationship for 24 months plus. It could be, even if it's just 6 months to a year, these are long-term relationships. It's not just like walking in and getting an oil change. You are gonna have a long-term relationship with the people that you're doing business with. And the one final thing that I would say on communication, and I've said this again in previous episodes, is that when you are establishing these relationships, I highly encourage that you do so. Get to know your venue owners, get to know the people that are involved, try to establish some type of relationship with the vendors, because they're much more likely to go over and beyond for your day of experience. And the real reason why is, one, because of that friendship, and nobody wants to let a friend down. But I think the other thing is when you have that great relationship and you both have a mutual understanding of what you can and can't do and what your overall vision is, I think it just makes the experience that much better. So again, the three things: quality, make sure that the execution of service and product and or product are phenomenal from both the vendor as well as any venues that you're taking a look at. Do not just rely on pictures online, but make sure that you are actually touring or going to experience what this looks like. I highly encourage you not just to use a spreadsheet, type out a bunch of prices, and then just make that your end-all be-all whenever you're comparing prices. That is very misleading, and I'll speak from venues' perspectives. It is very easy to be misleading and appear to be cheaper, and then as soon as you sign a client, you end up having all kinds of fees, and it just becomes a terrible experience. So make sure that you're asking questions to, or go experience it for yourself. The second one is about reliability. Nothing says less risk than to get referrals. So make sure that you are getting referrals from friends, family, loved ones, and then make sure that you're cross-checking all of that with reviews. The longer they've been in business, the better and more likely that you have a reliable vendor. Finally is communication. I have no more than a 24 to 48 hour rule. If it goes over 48 hours that it takes someone to reply to you, Like I said, even if it's on the weekend, you're in the honeymoon phase and it is only going to be worse after that. So there are a million excuses that someone might have for it to take longer than 48 hours. But guess what? In this industry, someone that is needing a response, a bride, a couple, a groom that needs a response, even their families that need a response, 24 to 48 hours is way too long for that level of anxiety that approaches whenever you don't get a response on something. So with that being said, this is the episode of how to compare costs between vendors, including venues. I am your host, Shay Dooley with The Wedding Experience. Make sure that you subscribe to this podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you guys on some later episodes. Enjoy your 2018 wedding season.